Hello and welcome to your first at-home workout. What we're going to do is work out together and you're just going to listen and pause as necessary. So the first thing we're going to do is go for a 10-minute walk or 10-minute light jog on the treadmill, outside, around in a park, any type of setting that gives you the range to walk. You can walk in the house for 10 minutes, whatever works best for you. After 10 minutes of working, or after 10 minutes of cardio, we're going to do some stretches together. And then we're going to do some strength, and then we're going to do some more breathing exercises and stretching. So first thing we're going to do is go ahead and run or walk for 10 minutes or vacuum your house, and then come back and unpause, okay? So go ahead and pause. Okay, you should be back. You should have done your 10-minute walk or jog. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to do some core work and we're going to do some strength work, okay? So the first thing we'll do is get into the hands and knees position. We'll hold here, option one. Option two, we're going to bring the knees off the ground and we're going to see if we can move laterally, side to side in the bear crawl position. We're going to do that for 30 seconds. We're going to repeat that 5 times, and then we're going to come back to this recording. Go ahead and pause it and begin. Okay, after your 5 rounds of bear crawling, we're going to go ahead and do some sit-ups on the ground. So lay on your back, straighten your arms over your head, straighten your legs. And what you're going to do is make an X on the ground. You're going to sit up and touch your toes. You're going to go for 30 total reps. Take as long as you need to complete them and then come back to this recording. Go ahead and pause. Okay, good job. After you've done your sit-ups, we're going to do some bridges on our back. So go ahead and bend your knees. Place your palms down next to your side of your body and bring your hips up into the air. Hold here for 10 seconds, and then we're going to extend one leg into the air for 10 seconds, and then we're going to switch legs for 10 seconds. It'll be a total of 30 seconds. We're going to repeat this for 5 rounds. Go ahead and do this. After you pause it, go ahead and pause. Okay, your next exercise you're going to perform is a split squat. You're going to get into the kneeling position. And you're going to hold on to a book, or you can hold on to a 5-pound weight or a 10-pound weight, and you're just going to stand up. So you're going to go from a kneeling position to a standing position. This is a split squat, okay? If this doesn't work, you can just do a chair squat where you sit down in a chair and just stand up. You don't need weight. You can hold on to weight if you'd like, but we're going to perform 15 air squats if you're on 2 feet, or you're going to perform 8 split leg squats on each leg. So either 16 total reps there or 15 total reps with 2 legs. So decide if you're going to do a split leg squat or a 2-leg squat. After that, go ahead and come back to the recording. Go ahead and pause. Okay, after you've done with your split squat, we're going to do some plank holds. We're going to place the palms face down and we're going to push the knees into the ground and toes into the ground. We're on our forearms, knees, and toes. We're going to walk our hips back so that our back is straight. From here, option one, hold. Option two, bring the knees off the ground. We're going to hold for 30 seconds. We're going to do this 5 rounds and we're going to rest for 30 seconds in between rounds and then come back to this recording. Go ahead and pause. Okay, let's go down to the stomach. We're going to bring our arms over our head and we're going to straighten out our legs. We're going to extend our legs and arms off the ground. We're going to hold this for 30 seconds using all the muscles in our back and glutes to get everything off the ground. Hold it for 30 seconds and then we're going to rest for 30 seconds and we're going to complete 5 rounds. Go ahead and pause. After you've completed your back extensions, we're going to go ahead and stand up. We're going to stand up in a anatomical position, or we can sit down and sit up nice and tall. Take a big inhale, take a big exhale. And then from here, we're going to squeeze our fists. And then with our neck only, we're going to flex down. And we're going to rotate our neck all the way around. Two ways, one way. And then we're going to go two ways the other way. Just rotating your neck. Now you're going to shrug your shoulders all the way up, all the way down, forward, up, back, and down, creating circles with your shoulders or your scapula. And then go ahead and rotate the other way. Good. Now go ahead and cross your hands across your chest. Stand up nice and tall. We're going to flex just the upper back down. We're going to rotate our body, bend into the side, extend back to the standing position, rotate to the other side, bend into that side, and flex down. Rotate, extend, rotate to the other side, and now let's go the other way. Extend, rotate to the other side, flex down, rotate, bend, extend, one more rotation, and go back to standing. Good. Congratulations. You've done it. If you've done it, let me know. Email me at jordanaaronweber@gmail.com.